It was a distinctive kind of white plane buzzing through the skies over Sana'a. I thought, as many people did, that it was a drone, but it's in fact a US surveillance aeroplane that is used for intercepting communications as well as a kind of visual aid.
Get out of Yemen! That is the message. Iona Craig there talking about what they thought was a bird, a plane, a drone. No, confusion. It was a surveillance plane trying to figure out what in the heck is going on. Not like we don't have those surveillance planes that are popping up in some of the hotter spots in the Middle East. But, of course, Yemen, could there be a place that's hotter? Yemen is it. And now it's get out of Dodge for civilians and everybody else. Who knows how long the embassies will be closed. They've been closed for over a week. You could say that it coincided with Ramadan, the Muslim high holy days, but now it's going beyond that because of the threats that were intercepted. And those threats led to the closings of the embassies. And ultimately, what I really want to know is these terror links supposedly have put us all on high alert, even in the United States. So what was it? I still have that nagging question of what was it that was so horrific that several senators and congresspeople saw that they're not giving us specifics on that led to this sudden heightened awareness that we know that these members of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula are planning an attack. And since then, that's why you'll notice random checks for one at airports, at the gates, and more attention being paid as you actually go through the initial TSA lines. So the U.S. isn't the only one, the only game in town in Yemen telling people to hit the highway. The Brits withdrew their staff from their embassy as well, following what we were doing. And the U.S. drone, by the way, this information gathering, one of the things that also happened, and I guess the reason because why there was confusion, drone surveillance, what is it? There was a pair of suspected drone strikes that killed four Al-Qaeda militants in Yemen with this heightened security going on. So they didn't have many details about it, but there were four drone strikes that have happened in the last 10 days. So four drone strikes, 10 days, something is going on. However, of the people that were killed on Tuesday, none of those people were among the 25 names on the most wanted list. You know, there's the most wanted list. You hear this, the evildoers that we need to nail, they weren't on that list. So were the strikes related to the security alert from the stuff that was intercepted in a message from the Al-Qaeda leader, al-Zawahiri, to the operatives in Yemen telling them to do, quotes, do something? We don't know. There's a lot of we don't knows going around. The State Department telling everybody to leave was interesting because, you know, usually it's the opposite. Even in a place like Yemen, it's all about let's just quell the fears, keep it cool, be cool about it. But when they're telling you that they're okay, there's a couple of military aircraft in Yemen and you need to get out of here, that's serious. When they're saying just get out of here, we need to get our personnel out of here, we're lifting everyone out, that is serious. And that's why others are following suit. And that's why the list of the embassies grew and grew and grew throughout the week. And there's a worldwide travel alert to boot. It's not just the Middle East, but Al-Qaeda, the Arabian Peninsula, unspecified attacks. You've had these jailbreaks in Pakistan that a lot of people forget about, Iraq, Libya. That sounds like Al-Qaeda to me. We got a couple of guys we want to get out. We know how to get in. Let's get in. Let's get them out. And they did. So Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, if you remember at the start of all this, said that U.S. anti-terrorism efforts had really decimated Al-Qaeda's leadership and diminished what he called the core in Afghanistan and Pakistan. and said that this now the threat had shifted to some affiliates. So we've got special forces units that are on alert for the past couple of days because they're waiting a mission to attack these targets because of the terror threats. So it's very strange. Chuck Hagel, ever since he stepped into the job, it's been nonstop, the defense secretary. He put those units on alert last week, so that tells me that there's something much bigger than we know. Much, much bigger than we know. Coming up on this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk with, we're going to talk with you about your habits when it comes to alarms and getting up. You're on the third shift. How difficult is it to deal with what a routine is for most people? 9 to 5, 9 to 6, 8 to 5, whatever it is. You don't have those hours. So how do you wake up? Do you oversleep like the rest of the world does? You know, it's so funny. It's such a problem for some people. That's why, what do you have? The snooze button. Even on your iPhone, you have a snooze button. So it goes off, you hit it. I know people, which is why would you even do this, but I know people, I know three people, who set their alarm 45 minutes before they're supposed to get up. They hit the snooze button 4 times. I was like, are you kidding me? Why don't you just do it once? I mean, what is the purpose of, you fall into a deep sleep and you get woken up in another 10 minutes, another 10 minutes, another 10 minutes, another 10 minutes. I think that's where you can get into big trouble and then you can't get out of bed. So typical of America tonight, we're going to talk about some serious things like the craziness of what really are we worried about, how awful is this information that we only know little bits and pieces of, little trails, little breadcrumbs that they've thrown out. What are the true threats out there and how concerned, you know, should we be? Or is this kind of more hyped up because of the NSA information that was leaked out by Ed Snowden 8 weeks ago? Is that all part of this wrapped in? It seems pretty convenient, I hate to say it. I'm sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but the timing is odd. You have to say that. The timing is incredibly odd. I think it's something to worry about. If all of a sudden Pentagon high alert, all of a sudden people are talking in these hushed tones, you can't get any information out, I think there is maybe more to the story than meets the eye. What are the targets? What Americans are being targeted here in the United States? Are any? What events? Because I always think it's probably going to be an event or a tunnel or a bridge or any of that kind of stuff. How close really is it to us? A famous weatherman did exactly what I just talked about when it comes to alarms. So the question becomes, have you ever overslept? Did it cost you a job? Did you try to make up a excuse when you called in? Or did you just jump in the car and get there as fast as you could? I know everybody's got a story on this one. Send me your stories, americatonight.net, or you can call us at 855-266-5283.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We may be stringing a couple of different jobs together. Is this, have you ever overslept and then scrambled either to get there or to come up with an excuse? You know, it's harder to come up with an excuse now because there's so many ways to get a hold of people. You know, the oversleeping thing, I think you just got to fess up to it. The reason I bring this up is because Al Roker, the most famous weatherman on the planet Earth, slept through his early morning show. He's been doing the gig for like 39 years, something like that. So he 6 a.m. early morning wake up with Al on the Weather Channel. First time ever they say that it's ever happened to him. He says, I overslept. He made it in for the Today Show, but he was yawning, I guess, behind the scenes. And it's just interesting that the guy who never, ever overslept. He overslept, and what do they do? So you're the producer at the Weather Channel, and your main dude that they created the show for isn't there. What do you do? Step in front of the camera? Misses his time, but makes it to the second show. However, it just goes to show it can happen to anyone with an early wake up call or a bizarre schedule or just a long, wild night the night before. Certainly the glue of the show, Matt Johnson. You've never overslept and missed anything important, have you?
I can't remember something extremely important that I've missed because of it, but, I mean, I think the most common thing I would do was back in high school. I would always oversleep and then end up being late to class, but that was more so like my senior year of high school, so it didn't really matter that much. But then when I got to college, if I overslept, normally it just meant that I wasn't showing up. But I can't remember anything. I mean, I almost always, you know, especially this job, because it's in the afternoon when I start, it's hard to oversleep for that. And when I did work mornings, a lot of the times at former jobs, I'd have more of a lax schedule where I kind of came in not right at like an 8 o'clock, but more between 9 and 10 because I had like outside work I would do for some web design stuff. So I don't remember ever missing an important meeting.
Well, that's the key. If you're not missing an important meeting, then it's okay. If you're not missing something or didn't mess something up, didn't miss a date, didn't miss a wedding, didn't miss something that you're supposed to be at where people were counting on you, then you're doing okay.
Yeah.
At this point.
Right, I think so.
But I guarantee there are stories. There are a million stories out there in the naked city or cities. There are people that have missed, for sure. I've worked in radio for a while now, I guess 20 years, and especially when it comes to DJs, if it comes to music shifts, but it could be talk shifts too, especially at a local station, where somebody doesn't show up. And then the person who's already been on the air for 5 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, boom! You know, there they are. They suddenly are thrust into, you know, maybe they have just given it their all. Man, they have just given it their all. And all of a sudden, now they have to figure out a way to seg into doing another show because the person isn't there. They didn't come in, so they got to cover it. You can't have dead air. It's just no way. You can't just get up and walk out of the studio. And that happens a bunch in radio, especially morning radio, where somebody oversleeps and somebody comes off the night schedule. As Matt said, with this schedule, it's a little different because of the hours that you actually come on. But oversleeping, like Al Roker, that's much more common, where somebody probably has to get up at anywhere between 3 and 6 a.m., and there's a chance that that happens to them. And I've had it happen to me, where people have come in behind me and they haven't been there, so you just know. You just hyper-power yourself into, okay, I'm going, I'm rolling with it. Who's ever behind me until they get here, I'm just going to keep on doing it. And I'm sure that some of you have had the same thing happen to you. If you work in a business where, I mean, it could be anything, where you're covering something that somebody has to come in after you, that it's 24 hours, and so who's ever after you, they're punching in and they're picking up the next shift. If they don't come in, what happens? You have to stay and cover it, because who's going to do it? Unless you find somebody else to come in, and then that becomes like the nightmare. That's when people have IOUs. You will buy me dinner for the next month because I had to stay here and I missed the movie I was supposed to go to, or, you know, whatever it is. In fact, I got a couple here that people heard my cries for this, I think, moments ago in a previous segment where I was setting it up. They got this one from Jeej, who says, laughing out loud at the idea of oversleeping. Man, have I overslept. I had a big test for my law entrance exam, and I studied like nobody's business. I was so ready for it. Paid, signed, sealed, delivered, ready to go. I missed it. I missed it because I studied so much that I was exhausted and fell asleep and could not wake up to the sound of an alarm. There is always that danger, Kate, right? She didn't say right, I said right. She said there's always that danger Yes, there is always that danger when you're completely spent. And studying is a good example because now that's why so many students are taking 5-hour energy. They're doing other things, stay awake, power through, study, study, study. And if you crash, you crash hard, and you can sleep through alarms. You can sleep through people trying to wake you up. I got one more here, and this was from Dean in Texas. And Dean says, I overslept one time. I was hauling an important load, and I was late on the load because they liked me. I was always on time, never had problems. There was a big cover-up on my behalf from the company, and I will never, ever, ever forget it because they saved my bacon. Yeah, see, that's the other thing. If you're in the delivery business, if you're in a business where lots of people are counting on you on the other end, then it's a lot tougher to sweep under the rug or have somebody cover it up for you because you have to be at where you're supposed to be. I had people, there was one time when I was, where you drive your car to the airport and they have these vans or they have whatever they're called, parking spot. They pick you up and then they take you to the airport, but you park your car in their lot.
Shuttles?
Yeah, shuttles. They have a
park and ride shuttle.
Yeah, park and ride. They have them all over the place. And instead of doing the park and ride thing, we decided one time, oh, we'll just get the super shuttle thing where they pick you up and take you to the airport and that's it. And then you get it on the other side because it made more sense. So that person overslept. They didn't come. And it was like a town car or something. It wasn't a shuttle, but it was like a town car, but through the shuttle company. And the guy didn't show up, and it turns out he had overslept. And really, that put us in a bad situation because then all of a sudden we're jumping in a car, racing for the airport, since it was so late as we waited, and they had messed up because of somebody oversleeping. And that's a difficult thing to correct, because how do you correct that when the guy's not there? There's the driver. He's not showing up. You're calling. And the next thing you know, you're flooring it down 35 to get to the airport in time. In the end, it all worked out. But there were some hairy moments there, high anxiety, and it was at Christmas time, too. So that makes it worse because now you're doing the right thing. You're getting the ride early. You're doing what you're supposed to do. And you're going to be lucky if you get on that plane. First, if you get to the airport, then you get on the plane. Miraculously, by seconds, we made it, but that was somebody oversleeping. All right, stay with us. Paula Deen talking to her pal Oprah about the N-word. Hang with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Remember, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, you can here at these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. And we're talking about, of course, a couple of different things, including did you ever oversleep? It's interesting that Al Roker, 39 years, never overslept, missed his earlier gig on the Weather Channel, and was able to get it together and be there for the Today Show. I want to know what the producer was like on the other end. He's going to show up. I know it. He's going to show up. He's going to be here. What do they do? Put old Weather in. Throw somebody else out there. Oh, you got to step in for Al. You got to figure somebody's hanging around the weather office, but maybe not. Because there might have been a lull in the time period between when Al came on and whoever the last person on the air was. All right, speaking of going on the air, Oprah Winfrey, I'm sure, wants to do an interview with her pal Paula Deen. The N-word scandal has slapped her pretty hard. We know the story now, the controversy that happened at the start of the summer. She was quoted as saying in a deposition, she did a deposition of saying, of course, she had used the N-word. The former, because now she's the former Food Network star, was questioned by her lawyers for a lawsuit filed against her and her brother by a former employee saying that she suffered violent, sexist, and racist behavior when she was working at their Savannah, Georgia restaurant. So Oprah Winfrey used to have her on her show all the time. She was asked, you know, about her and was asked about the possibility she'd be open to interviewing her or when she was ready and all this other kind of stuff. And the and was asked about her own experiences with it and if she'd ever been called that word, and said, I don't think anyone's going to call me that to my face. And she just said true racism is being able to have power over somebody else so it doesn't happen to her that way, is what she's saying. And what's interesting is lately this has become very controversial, not just with the whole Paula Deen thing, because she lost sponsors and business and all that sort of stuff. And then the debate over Paula Deen, you know, why did she say that? And she said that she was had a gun to her head when she was a kid at a bank, and she was telling the truth in the deposition, and it really backfired on her. And some other people thought, why didn't she just lie? Why would she say that? Why did she say that she used the word? And then she would have been okay. But she said, why would she didn't use say things in hurtful ways? And this was part of the culture. And there have been a lot of black people that have come to her aid and from the South that say, yes, she's absolutely right. But that still doesn't turn around the vitriol and the things that have happened to her since she said that in the deposition. It's just exploded in a couple of different directions. And then you had the story of the Philadelphia Eagle, who also got in trouble for using the word as well, and now is back practicing with the team, but stepped away. And this was a crazy, stunning thing that happened, too. The controversy with Riley Cooper because of a slur that he used at a Kenny Chesney concert just took on a life of its own. And there was a statement that was released on the Eagles' official website that said the wide receiver had been excused from the team activities to seek counseling for what happened. And what I got a copy of it. What it said was, Riley Cooper is going to seek counseling, and we have excused him from all team activities. This is from the Eagles. This is all new territory. We are going to evaluate this timetable every step of the way. He will meet with professionals provided by the Eagles during the period of time to better help him understand how his words have hurt so many, including his teammates. So he apologized over, you know, what he said. He apologized and had some pre-prepared statements, which were released too. And he said in his statement, the last few days have been incredibly difficult for me. My actions were inexcusable. The more I think about what I did, the more disgusted I get. I keep trying to figure out how I could have said something so repulsive, what I can do to make things better. Right now, I think it's important for me to take some time to reflect on this situation. The organization and my teammates have been extremely supportive, but I also realize that there are people who will have a tough time forgiving me for what I've done. The best thing for me and for the team is to step away for a period of time. That's when all of that happened. Wow. So, now the front office says, well, they're not going to suspend him, and he's coming back, and he's fine, and he apologized, and blah, blah, blah. And so how about that? I mean, this is a kid who is the future of the Philadelphia Eagles anyway, But they made it a point to say that, you know, he was getting help for making the comments, and that he knows that that wasn't the right thing to do. So I was thinking counseling. So is it racism counseling, sensitivity culture counseling? You know, what is it? And this goes back to the N-word again and the reaction to the N-word. So this is two different examples, whether it's Cooper or whether it's Paula Deen, and what the what happens in the aftermath. And for Riley Cooper, he's talented, a talented position player for the Eagles. He's so that's it. I mean, he's there. He moves on, and I think they all move on and forget about it. You think of the culture in the NFL and think of the things that have happened in the NFL, it's crazy. I think of the tweets I've seen. I think of some of the things I've seen on Facebook. And now you wonder, I guess that's part of the playbook in teaching people what they can say and what they can't say. I would assume that that's going to be something they're going to start to put in there. And it goes back to the whole debate over race in this country that we have had over a few things that would include the Zimmerman, the aftermath of the Zimmerman trial and him being acquitted for the murder of Trayvon Martin. It goes back to that as well. Needless to say, it's a word that is not part of the culture here. And no matter how it's used, because there's people that will tell you, well, no, we use the word, we'll use the word, so it's okay if we use the word. But I think Cooper, who had heard it a lot, didn't understand why he was getting pummeled for using it. And it goes back to that, what offends and what doesn't offend, and it also goes back to now the figuring out what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And it's like a minefield out there of watching, of being careful of what's sensitive to some people, what's not to other people. And if you're part of a certain culture or you're not part of a certain culture, you know, we just had somebody on, Lisa Fritsch from Project 21, who is a black woman, talking about Charlie Rangel, the congressman from New York, and how you want to talk about racism, that he was using the word cracker and throwing the word cracker around. And why would the white people who vote for him in New York, why would they continue to vote for him? Why wouldn't they want him gone? Because he's a racist. So this is a circular argument. And one where there is no end. It goes rounds and rounds and round, to be sure. Many of you had reactions to lots of other things, and I promise we're going to get to that. Coming up, we've got another mailbag segment. Each and every show we do that. I really pump this up because so many of you send me emails. A lot of you are working. You think about it. You send me an email. You send me an email afterwards. And anybody who's new to the show, you can do that. It's easy. Go to americatonight.net. You click on contact, and there you go. And you can let your thoughts on any of the things that we're talking about be known. Vent. Give me a good recipe for ribs. Something. And we get tons of emails. A few of you did have some reaction to Paula Deen. Riley Cooper, not quite as much, but a couple of quick comments, and we'll get to those. That's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away with a
kiss. If there's one thing I pump up on this show more than anything, it's the fact that you can think about things and then shoot us an email. Because so many people do that with America Tonight. You can also pick up the phone, because I know you're alive and kicking out there, at 855-266-5283. It's kind of a mixed bag, a potpourri, Tuesday into Wednesday, if you will, as we're talking about a couple of different things, including do you wake up to an alarm clock and what happens when the alarm goes off and you don't get up? Have you ever missed some important things because you overslept, like Al Roker, who missed his shift on the Weather Channel at 6 a.m.? Also, the embassy threat and the heightened alert clearing the decks in Yemen and some other places. What is it that everybody's seeing as far as targets are concerned that should make us worry? Or is it just kind of a little bit of a ruse and convenient timing because of the information that Ed Snowden dumped out about the NSA? Even the president was on the Tonight Show and he made some comments about whether we should be concerned or not. Leno asked him about the potential terrorist plot in the Middle East, and he just told people to be cautious, that we should live our lives. Sounds familiar. That's what George Bush said after 9/11, if you remember that. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one comes to us from Jay in New Jersey, and Jay in New Jersey says, I think it's too convenient, Kate, the new terror threats. I bet they've been there for a long time, but trotting them out makes sense because it takes the heat off Obama's back and his administration, since Ed Snowden is a hero and should be hailed as such and should be able to come back to the United States. I have a complete disdain for what is going on in Washington these days. You're not alone on that one, Jay. Too big, too powerful, and too messed up. Rick in Florida. Closing the embassies is just a little bit too late. Is this a knee-jerk reaction to information that they've had for quite some time? Is it a good show so that we'll be distracted by following this and not following the IRS scandal and several other things that have happened in Washington, including the Keystone Pipeline? What a missed opportunity. Ms. Delaney, you've talked about it on your show. Shame on the people in D.C. They're just not doing their jobs. Okay, that's why the approval rating I checked the other day is still hovering around that 10%, depending on what poll of how you favorably view politicians on the Hill. It hovers around that 10-11%. What were the old days when they had like 40% approval ratings? Probably never in our lifetime will we see that again. All right, here's one from Joe, who says, Kate, I know sometimes you talk about movies. You don't talk about The Tube too much, but I happened to see something on my local news about Twitter and the fact that Twitter is really, really becoming a part of TV. And in fact, it's a driving factor on television now because people are tweeting while they're watching live shows. What do you think of that? I think it's interesting the way social media is moving the needle. And that's a big way to move the needle. I have been watching Shark Week, and on Shark Week, they have a lot of tweets that they have in the corner that pop up of people saying they can't believe what they're seeing because there was a particularly graphic episode. You know, they have different vignettes, hour-long programs during Shark Week, and there were people that were telling their stories about being attacked and their skin was hanging off and they were missing half their torso. And I mean, you could see it was so crazy graphic. I have never seen anything like this. I mean, never. And there was, they were tweeting throughout it. People were tweeting and it seemed that that was pretty big. And apparently there are 3 million people, over 3 million people were doing that. So yeah, that is the, that's the next gen. That's what's happening now. Anything to do with including social media, because it's, especially Twitter, because it's a couple of quick characters, boom, here's my reaction, here's a link to something, boom, that's it. And it's not a long, drawn-out thing. It's just fast and furious. And that's, that we've got the 8-second attention span. It's perfect, and it's perfect for TV, too, because it's a good way to pump things up. What do you think's happening? They could give people prizes or push the story forward, or so it's hyping things up would have to be a big advantage for some of these shows, especially I would think reality television. It would be really, really big because there would be a way to unveil things or people could say what they think's happening next and that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's a great thing to point to. Yeah. And I didn't, somebody sent me a link to that, the Nielsen. It was a Nielsen study that they did showing that it's become that much bigger, that it's popped up the ratings, that it's helped the ratings. So especially now that that's out there, you can bet that more people are going to use it. More people, you know, the way the culture is going, more people will do that. And if the TV ratings of episodes are significantly changing, especially since television is like a dinosaur trying to figure out what people will watch and what they won't watch. Here's another one. This one from Jess Gus. That's very clever. Jess Gus. Jess Gus says, now that the politicians have left Washington, D.C., when they come back, Kate, and they have a handful of months left before the end of the session, do you think they'll accomplish anything? What about immigration? What about not having the government shut down again? Think any of these things will be solved? What about the IRS? Well, I'm assuming when you say IRS, you mean this scandal, and there's still so many things they haven't gotten, these committees and these hearings, that there's a whole bunch of emails they want to see, and they're subpoenaing for emails, but I don't know that there is any bottom to get to with the IRS. It's just sending us in circles. It's like being on a carousel that it never stops. So I don't think that will happen. Immigration, no. Immigration is the great talk. Everybody talks about it. Talk. We're going to figure out this problem. We have so many illegal people in this country. We need to deal with it. But then nothing happens. And I think the great showdown is not going to happen by the end of the year. So when we wrap up this Congress and we're heading into another one, will we say it's a successful Congress? What legislation has been passed? Not enough is the answer. Can you name pieces of legislation that have been passed? I can name things that failed. Can you name important things that have happened? Very little. Usually more platitude. I think more platitude kind of things have passed. But there's so much that happened. In fact, the Supreme Court had more rulings and more significant rulings, I think, than laws or anything that's been passed of significance in this particular session of Congress, because there's anything, it's more about fighting and arguing over everything than anything else, and lack of cooperation and things not, frankly, passing. So all this debate, but nothing to show for it. That's how I would sum it up. It's the truth. There just isn't enough. When you think what's the average session, how many laws should be made, how many things should be untangled, they get a fat zero from me. That only a handful of things with significance, I think, have happened. It's more platitudes, easy things to say, like, okay, we've got a Amber Alert on steroids that we're backing. Which of course, we want to help kids. Somebody gets kidnapped, yes, and everybody agrees. Things that you know everybody will agree on, but not the difficult things. Thanks to everybody who emailed the show. I'll repeat it again. It's an easy way. It's a path to get to us. It's an easy way to do it. Go to americatonight.net. You can also hook us up, or you can hook up with us on Twitter and Facebook simply by going to the very same website. Thanks for hanging with us on this hour of America Tonight.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.